From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Invitations to the latest Syrian peace talks have been sent. The United Nations Tuesday sent out invitations for the latest international diplomatic effort to end nearly 5 years of war in Syria. The talks are expected to open in Geneva on Friday. It is not clear who's been invited. Regional analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council and Northwestern University says he remains doubtful whether the process will get off the ground as scheduled.
It is not certain at this point that the meeting will go ahead as scheduled for Friday, partly because of the argument over who represents the opposition. The opposition groups themselves are in disagreement to some extent. And then there is always the Assad regime and Russia, who may refuse depending on what names are finally announced as being on the list.
The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, contends it should be the sole opposition delegation. The group, which is expected to decide to participate or not Wednesday, is seeking to end government and Russian airstrikes and lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory. But Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, says it's not been invited. Russia wants to include it. Turkey does not. Senegalese police Tuesday said it rounded up and interrogated some 900 people over a three-day period to prevent Islamist attacks. The West African country, which borders Mali and Burkina Faso, has boosted security following terrorist attacks in the capitals of both countries. President Macky Sall has warned extremism has no place in Senegal, where Muslims and Christians, he said, live together peacefully. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament has passed controversial new laws aimed at deterring people from seeking asylum there. Danish lawmakers Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a measure that authorizes authorities to seize asylum seekers' property and help pay for their stay. Another would add to the delay for family reunification. Monash University European analyst Ben Wellings is surprised by the decisions.
I think it's a measure of desperation in government circles as to how to manage this particular crisis. I mean, it's less clear to me whether it's a question of capacity or of will, but certainly these are some of the measures supposed to dissuade migrants. But of course, the refugees and the asylum seeker themselves have got some very significant push factors, and I think that even some of those draconian measures are not going to deter them too much.
Meanwhile, the European Union is considering allowing member states in the passport-free Schengen zone to reintroduce border checks for up to 2 years as a way to control the flow of migrants that are coming mostly from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. Afghan officials say a policeman with alleged ties to the Taliban murdered 10 fellow officers on Tuesday in the central province of Oruzgan. The Taliban has expanded its insurgent activities across the country over the past year. Meanwhile, in Washington Tuesday, the head of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, Republican John McCain, told VOA President Obama's plan for a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan by 2017 is making the Taliban bolder.
The situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating, especially in places like Kandahar. And it's obvious that the Taliban believe that we are leaving or reducing our force so much that it has encouraged them, placing a very, very heavy burden on the Afghan military and army. So I believe that the next president will maintain a much larger force in Afghanistan. And even this administration is being urged to re-examine that situation.
Mr. McCain says there may have to be a permanent presence there, much like there is in other countries of the world. The U.S. is clearing the path for more travel and commerce with Cuba as it seeks to further engage the Cuban people and normalize relations with the island nation. The Obama administration Tuesday announced a series of actions it says will promote ties between the two countries. Steps taken by the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments include removing financing restrictions for most types of authorized exports, amending regulations to make it easier for some individuals and entities to get export licenses, and further easing regulations on authorized travel. Kenyan forces Tuesday pulled out of two towns in southern Somalia following a January 15th attack by al-Shabaab fighters. The militants claim killed 100 Kenyan soldiers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.